Captain Pigeon.
Make Maddie proud. Make Daddy proud.
Don't dye your hair.
It's only a game. Why you have to be mad?
Hello, welcome back, everybody. First up, we got Wellness Check. Shay, what's up with the Panthers?
What isn't up with the Panthers right now? Like, they were doing so well. They're still doing relatively well. But because I think it's because it's that stretch that they're like, oh, we have a secure playoff spot. We need to rest our guys. We're like on a bit of a loss streak. I think it's been like 4 games after being on a win streak for so long. And it is causing some people who like are used to the cardiac cats being like absolutely not good, like panic and be like, oh no, it's like this all over again. We're trying to force our way out of a playoff spot. But like rational Panthers fans are like, yeah, we see what you're doing. It's fine. Like, take care of the health of our players. But yeah, there's a bit of a divide across Panthers Twitter right now.
Atlantic? Are they in second in the Atlantic or first?
Yeah, I believe they're second right now. So they were in first place. They were first in the league. And I think now they're second in the Atlantic underneath only Boston. Second in the East, I believe.
Yeah. All right. I have no idea what's up with the Panthers. I've just been like ignoring them. I'm like, they and Boston are the top two in the division, in the conference, and that's all I know.
That's so fair.
Yeah, anything else?
That's so fair. I've had to follow along in like the weirdest way possible. I've had to follow along through like Twitter updates and just like talking to guests at the hotel that I work at that like follow hockey and just try to keep up this way instead of like actually watching games because they're never on at a convenient time for me.
Hard.
Yeah. But other than that, not too much going on with the Panthers that I would like to note right now.
All right. Well, moving on to the Leafs. See, had we actually recorded last week, I would have been like, I hate them. I'm dying. They're the worst team in the world. But this week, I'm feeling much better about them. They absolutely murdered the Oilers last night, which is really nice. Love when that happens. And that's like, okay, so Mitch Marner sprained his ankle against the Bruins. It's like good 2 weeks ago now. He has not been playing at all. He hasn't even been skating, which is very stressful for me. I'm like, please return Mitch to me. Return Mitch to Austin so he can get to 60 goals. Because he will not. Well, I mean, he scored almost a hat trick, as in he scored a third goal, but Tyler Bertuzzi was very offside and not even involved in the play, which pissed me off. Anyway, but I'm like, Austin Matthews will not score a hat trick. He will not get to 60 goals until. Or to 70 goals without Mitch Marner, so we need him back.
Mm-hmm.
We being me and Austin.
Naturally.
At least 4 of my Twitter mutuals. Exactly.
I would say more than 4. I would say there's a significant amount of like Leafs
true.
Fans.
I feel like every single Leafs fan that I follow is just like, Mitch Marner is the guy.
Yeah.
So we just have a small like cult following of Mitch Marner going on. Mm-hmm. What else? Oh, Yarncroak is injured again, which we love. Love that for him. He came back from injury, played like 2.5 games, and got injured again, and is on LTIR. So we're just vibing. I have to see Ryan Reeves play virtually every night. It's fine. I do have Nick Robertson back, though, so it's little things. Bobby McMahon re-signed 2 years, $1.3 million. Honestly, feels like a steal. This man could probably get, like, I don't know, I want to say 30 goals if he had a real season.
Mm-hmm.
He's at, I want to say, 12 or 13 now, because I think he scored 2 yesterday as well. And he's played, I want to say, 25 games? So he could definitely, he's definitely like an NHLer. I'm very excited about him. I was excited about him on the Marlies.
Yeah.
Connor Timmins is back from mono, which is frankly the quickest mono turnaround I've ever heard of. It was like a month. Which what? Is really, yeah.
Can I ask what that was about? Because I missed the episode that you guys talked about it. What was with the mono going on?
No idea. He somehow acquired mono. And we're like, how did only Connor Timmins get mono? That's the question. Crazy.
Yeah.
That's more the question is, how did only one of the hockey players who share water bottles and are close to each other all the time get mono?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question. So yeah, we really don't know. He was just like, he just got mono and he's back. And genuinely what I, like, it was like a month and a half maybe, which is really, really quick turnaround for mono, because it like absolutely saps your energy. And in the most important news, Josh Hosang, former Marley, has released a rap album. Which I just like, I have so many questions about this, like why, but also why not.
Is it any good is my question.
I don't listen to rap music, so I could not tell you. I couldn't bring myself to listen to it anyway. My brain's been broken and will not let me listen to anything other than Fall Out Boy's entire discography or Taylor Swift's entire discography. So
fair.
I have no idea. He does have a song called Pappy for MVP, though. So, you know, we'll probably need to check that out at some point. I need to know what he has to say about Austin.
I have to hear that, like, immediately.
Maybe I'll clip it and put it in the end of the episode. And then he also has released an app called Pickup Pro Sports, which is allowing people to see, you know, where there's pickup games nearby in their area, which is kind of cool.
That is really cool.
So good for him. Happy for him. Do we know anything about the West Coast? Because I don't. But we'll go look at the standings.
Currently opening the app as we speak.
I do know that Chicago, Anaheim, and San Jose have all been mathematically eliminated from the playoffs. That's all I know about the West Coast.
I'm so shocked. Consider me surprised.
Yeah, who would have guessed?
Who would have guessed?
I do want to shout out the San Jose Sharks for actually being the third team eliminated from the playoffs, not the first, considering how shittily they started.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were so bad at the beginning of the year, and yet they improved enough not to be the first one out of the playoffs. So, good for them.
Good for them.
All right. I keep forgetting the Canucks are, like, that good. Like, the Canucks are top of the Western Conference. Yeah, and I keep forgetting.
They're number one in the league right now.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That is really crazy.
Okay. Well, and then obviously the Avs. I think it'll be really funny when the Avs crash and burn fully. Like, I would love to see that. I can't wait to see the Nate Mac breakdowns about it.
Yeah. You and my dad both. My dad is still really salty about the 1997 cup run for the Panthers, and he never forgave me when I was like, yeah, I kind of like the Avs sometimes.
See, and I don't mind the Avs. It's just Nate Mack. I'm like, he's just a little bit insane, a lot of bit insane, and I need to see what will happen when he's on a losing team again.
Yeah, he is a lot of bit insane, but he's also, like, I appreciate him a lot for the kind of human he is. I think recently, I don't know if you guys talked about it, but, like, it came out, like, a video of him, like, playing Fortnite, and he was, like, telling some people off because, some kids off because they were using the N-word as a slur and all that.
Oh, I forgot about that. I do remember seeing that, but we didn't talk about it. That's fair. He does seem to be a good person, but I would not want him as a teammate.
He does seem, like, absolutely bonkers as a teammate.
Yeah, like drill sergeant as a teammate. Yeah. And yeah, I think I would. Like, very nervous to see what Team Canada at the Olympics looks like, because this man's gonna be trying to run shit, and I don't know. Depending on who's there, they're not gonna stand for it. They're gonna be like, are you fucking kidding me?
Like, are you all right in the head if you think I'm gonna listen to you like that?
The only good thing is that if Sidney Crosby's there, you know, he'll be, like, a little bit more chill.
Yeah. They have the whole romance going that will absolutely, like, level him out a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Stars, Jets, Oilers, Preds. Fair. That's what I'd expect.
Mm-hmm.
Who's in the wild card spots? That's... Ooh, Golden Knights. Love to see them losing.
Love to see them losing for real.
Yeah, they're like just in the wild card right now. So, but I don't want to cheer for the Blues. So the Wild have to get their shit together. I do love that the Kings are third in the Pacific. Good for them.
I'm surprised, but
the Pacific has fallen apart.
Yeah.
It's the Canucks, and then everybody else is, like, 10 points behind the Canucks.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, yeah, the Golden Knights need to start sucking ass, and the Wild needs to get their shit together. Or, no, the Flames are maybe a little too far back, but there's time. The Flames just need to go on a wild streak.
Mm-hmm. They also need, if I'm not mistaken, like, they still need people, right? To fill in, like, the holes in their team.
Yeah. Honestly, we're really struggling with, like, who actually is on that team still. And the answer is Nazem Kadri and I think Huberto, right?
Yeah, that's Huberto.
I don't know anybody else. They traded Hanifin. I'm out of ideas.
Yeah. There were, I think there was a video of, like, something that happened during a game between the Panthers and the Flames, and I think, like, a former teammate was, like, getting heated with Huberto, and I think he mouthed to him, like, we won to trade or something like that.
Oh my
god. Which had to hurt.
That's so mean.
It was really fucked up as far as, like, chirps go, for sure.
That's so mean. Like, oh man, this poor guy. Like,
that man did not ask to be treated.
No, he did not.
It's not his fault.
No. Oh my god. That's so sad.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I don't want to talk about this child anymore, but we have to. Rempe. Do you know about him? Yeah?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Okay. I am sick of this. I'm sick of this child. I'm sick of talking about this child because I'm just like, stop letting him fight. Stop letting him headhunt. Somebody needs to teach him. Like, he's 6'8" or whatever. Somebody needs to teach him how to properly hit somebody so that he's not headhunting every time because he's 1.5 feet taller than everybody. Like, I get it. But somebody needs to teach you how to hit people properly so that you're not getting suspended, because this kid's going to get suspended all the time. And then because he's doing these hits, he's going to have to keep fighting, and he is not going to be okay. Like,
no.
His head is not going to be okay.
That is just CTE waiting to happen.
Exactly. Like, he's been in, I don't know, what, 5 or 6 fights already?
Mm-hmm.
He's played, like, 10 games. That's insane.
He's definitely, like, he's trying to bring that enforcer aspect out back, for sure. Because, and it sounds like it's just because he doesn't know how to adjust the play style for his height, really.
Exactly. And, like, it's not like he's not unskilled. He's a pretty skilled player. Mm. So someone just needs to show him how to hit properly for his height.
Mm.
And then he's off to the races, frankly.
Hmm.
Yeah, so he was suspended 4 games for an elbow to the head on a hit.
Mm-hmm.
It was, yeah, literally, like, if someone taught him how to hit properly, it wouldn't have been a problem.
Yeah.
That's all it is. I'm taking out this next one because who gives a shit? This was only in there because we had nothing to talk about, so we're just not going to talk about it.
That's fair.
Moving on, the most important thing that happened last week that I was like, oh, maybe we should record, is just the Jaromir Jagr bobbleheads. So,
scandal.
What happened was, this tweet comes out. It's like a press release from the Penguins. The shipment carrying the Jagr bobbleheads for tonight's game has been stolen en route to Pittsburgh. As a result, the bobbleheads will not be distributed at tonight's game, but will be distributed at a later date. And then they say, like, we'll give you a thing, like, so that you, when you come back, you can get it. You'll get a voucher, whatever. And we're like, okay, this is absolutely insane. And the memes were so fucking good.
The memes were hilarious. It, like, who stole the bobbleheads? And then you see, it's like that one commercial from CCM where it was like Marc-Andre Fleury like wearing a realistic Sidney Crosby mask. It's actually Sidney Crosby, and then it just CGIs like him taking off the mask. It's like, oh, I saw this guy coming out of the on the way to Pittsburgh, and he seemed to be taking a shipment truck wearing a hyper realistic Sidney Crosby mask.
Like, gritty tweeting, like, it was me.
It was me. Yeah, I would believe it.
Exactly. And all the Sopranos memes too. Very funny. I loved it.
The Kate Middleton memes were funny before we found out what actually happened to Kate Middleton too.
Yes. Yes. And then it sounded like the way, then they release this video with Jagr where he has one singular bobblehead that he straps in and he's like, let's go find your brothers.
Yeah.
And we're like, are we being had? Like, is this just a hoax? They're pretending that this happened? But no, they were just like making the best of an unfortunate situation. And people were being stupid. They're like, well, they have one bobblehead. Yes, of course. You get prototypes of things.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
That is exactly how that works. And there was a funny thing where, like, they were, like, convinced, someone was convinced that, like, other teams had taken some because, like, I think, like, the Sharks, the mascot, Sharky, put out, like, him holding a bobblehead and looking really ominous, and it was Jaromir Jagr bobblehead. But if you look at the lettering, it's like the Panthers one, because we also had like a Jaromir Jagr bobblehead night a while back.
That was the thing, is like he played so long, he played on a lot of teams. There are a lot of Jaromir Jagr bobbleheads out there.
yeah. So everyone claiming that they have one, it's like, yeah, you might have one, but is it the one?
Exactly.
I really know what someone's going to do with all those bobbleheads, because you can't just, like, resell them on, like, the fucking eBay without getting caught.
Yeah, you'd have to make, like, 8 million eBay accounts and wait until you've confirmed that everybody received their bobbleheads.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to wait on them. You got to sit on them. And then, like, a little bit at a time.
Just, like, slowly get rid of. How much was it? How many bobbleheads was it? It was like
15,000. It was 15,000, a lot.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. I really want to know if it was intentional or if someone was trying to steal something else. Mm-hmm. And it just ended up being 15,000 Yarmir Yager bobbleheads that you're going to have to figure out how the hell to unload.
Oh, it totally had to have been like they were trying to steal something else. And they were like, oh, this is going to be a promising shipment to steal. And like, bam, 15,000 Yarmir Yager bobbleheads.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if we see like boxes dumped around Pittsburgh.
That would be really funny. It's like I found a Yarmir Yager bobblehead in my trash. What do I do?
So that was frankly the highlight of the last 2 weeks. Like, yeah, other things happened, but this was the number one thing that happened over the last 2 weeks, and very little is going to have the chance of topping it. But we do love a good Tom Wilson suspension. It's been a while. He got 6 games for high-sticking Noah Gregor, and it wasn't like a high stick. It was a, you got by me, I'm holding this stick in my hand, I'm just gonna flip it at your face. High stick?
Yeah. It was, the video, I thought, looked like he just chopped him in the face.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that was kind of crazy.
Yeah, and he looks like he goes over to apologize afterwards, and I'm like, I don't get it. That there's no way in hell that was an accident.
Mm-hmm. Like, you definitely had intention to hurt there.
Exactly. It was very odd. He was maybe he was just acting.
So wait, yeah, odd that he did the high stick, or odd that he was apologizing?
Apologizing.
Oh, okay, that makes a lot more sense, because I was going to say, like, it's...
The high stick
Tom makes Wilson. Perfect. Yeah, it's Tom Wilson.
Yeah, the high stick makes perfect sense. And the suspension was the best part, because the key points in the player safety review video were high sticking, significant history, end of list.
Yeah.
It was just the way it was presented made me laugh so hard. I was like, yes, significant history. I was surprised, though, that they took that into consideration, because technically enough time has passed that he's not a repeat offender.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is stupid, because he could be like an absolute shithole in your first 2 years in the league, and that should be considered. Like,
anyway. Definitely.
So I'm glad they considered it. I would say if they fully considered it, it probably would have been more than 6 games, because that's like the same number Morgan Riley got for his, which, I mean, not the same context or anything, but it's still like intent to injure, and Morgan Riley had a clean history, whereas Tom Wilson is Tom Wilson.
Yeah. It makes sense, but also like the inconsistency with how they award, or not award, like penalize, like, players is just insane. We it's like a never-ending topic on this podcast. I know,
genuinely, every single week.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Tom Wilson back suspended again. You know what is exciting, though? Akeem Alou has been signed to an ATO by the San Jose Barracuda. So he last played in 2020 and has obviously had like a significant injury history, but he's been working his way to get back to playing. And as we know from his experiences in the NHL and the AHL, he was just not given a fair shot. So excited to see how this goes for them. Hopefully it goes somewhere good.
I'm really hoping for the best for them.
Yeah. They really let John Tortorella run the show in Philadelphia. They're like, I know we just named Sean Couturier captain like 2 weeks ago, but he is going to be healthy scratched.
Yeah, that's crazy. Healthy scratching your captain is kind of an insane. It's just an insane thought.
And then it worked, so they healthy scratched him again. But they were playing the Leafs, and the Leafs played like a fake Leafs team. Like they didn't play like they were the Leafs. So it worked. Did it actually?
I love that you're just like, yeah. I just they're fake Leafs.
They like they were. They were the Leafs of like 5 years ago, 4 years ago, where they could not win a game if they had a lead. They were those Leafs.
That fits for Leafs history, yes.
Yeah. So I don't know. I feel like we've let it go to John Tortorella's head.
Oh, so. For sure. That man, you give that man a little, like, just a little bit of power, and he goes on a power trip.
Exactly. So, I haven't paid attention. I think he's been back in since, but it was definitely two games in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just insane to me. We're like, ah, yes, you are our captain. Also, healthy scratched.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. So there was GM meetings. Most of these new rules, they have some new rules that are proposed and need to be approved, but one that is immediately going into effect is that players can't sit on the boards with their leg over the boards waiting for a line change. They said, one, it's bad hockey, and two, it's like a safety issue because someone's skating by the bench. You got your skate, like, 3 feet off the ground. It's dangerous. And a linesman was cut by a skate and from that kind of situation in a Wild Winnipeg game earlier this year. So if the refs see it, they're supposed to call a penalty that's already in the rule book. I don't really know what that means. I think they just basically say high sticking or whatever. They're like, yeah. Unsportsmanlike. 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Let me send you to the box. The other thing that was proposed is you can now you could video review for high sticking and over the glass penalties. So if you think that if it was called and if you think that it hit something and shouldn't be an over the glass penalty, review it. But if you lose, you get another penalty. So it'll be like a full 2 minutes of 5-on-3.
Yeah.
So you got to be sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then the same thing for high sticking. So like if it's the teammate's stick or it's your own stick or something, they can review it and it's the same situation.
Makes sense.
It does. Because some of those high stickings that they call, you're like, it was his own stick.
Yeah.
And then goalies can get penalties for intentionally dislodging the net. I already thought that was a thing.
I also thought that was a thing because I have definitely seen like a penalty be called for like dislodging the net, but I guess maybe I'm misremembering somehow.
Fully convinced that we've seen people do that and get a penalty, so I'm very confused.
Yeah, I guess maybe they just kind of called it as like you did something bad.
Yeah, like unsportsmanlike conduct kind of thing.
Yeah. And then just took it as is. But like I don't know that, like, I don't know how it was just so like I genuinely just believed it was a penalty.
Yeah, me too. I don't know. It will be now. And then I think the one that, again, makes the most sense to me is that if a concussion spotter pulls a goalie or if a goalie is pulled for injury, the new goalie gets a chance to warm up. That is fair.
Yeah.
Because it's not like it's a coaching decision. Your goalie's been shit. Take him out of the net. You shouldn't have to have a goalie who's coming in for an injury have to play cold.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
That really isn't fair at all.
So hopefully those come into effect because I think they all make logical sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Wayne Simmons has officially actually retired. This is from him, not from random people who claim to be insiders. He will be signing a one-day contract with the Flyers so that he can retire a Flyer, and then they'll be celebrating him on April 13th. So congrats to Wayne on his retirement.
Very sweet of the Flyers to do that, to honor him.
Mm-hmm. I love when teams do that. Like, this person was a huge part of our team. So we're going to make sure that he knows that.
Yeah. Because they're under no obligation to do that one-day contract, but they are doing it for him and for the fans that loved him.
Exactly. I lied. There was some other big important news this week that I almost forgot about. Brady Tkachuk, Boss Baby himself, is having his own little Boss Baby.
That's insane. How can he have a baby? He is a baby.
He is. Like, you know that, like, giant baby? That's still him. Like,
are you talking about the memes where it's, like, I think it's, like, an account that's, like, big fat Chinese baby, and it's just a big baby on the bed?
Maybe. He's just, like, it's a giant baby who looks like Brady Tkachuk.
I need to see this.
That's I'm looking for it.
Because he, what's it called? There is, like, this meme that was going around for, like, a couple weeks where it was, like, a like I said, just big, fat Chinese baby laying on a bed. But I don't think he, like, specifically looks like Brady Tkachuk. So it's probably a different one.
It's this one. Hold on. I'll send you it. Ah. This child is Brady Tkachuk.
See. Oh my god. That baby's massive.
Exactly. Like, that is and a massive looks, child.
He looks exactly like Brady Tkachuk. That's crazy.
It does. Oh my goodness. I'm so excited about this baby because I just think it's so funny. Mm-hmm. Also, to me, Brady Tkachuk is still like 19. I have no concept of anybody's age anymore, including my own, for that matter. But like, no concept of anybody's age. So I'm like, what do you mean you're 19 and having a child? I forgot he got married last year also.
Yeah.
Congrats to the Tkachuks. But yeah. I will continue to laugh. I'm very sorry.
Yeah. Uncle Matthew is going to be really fun, though.
Oh, like, absolutely.
He's going to be, like, an absolute pain in Brady's ass more than he normally is while helping, like being around that child.
Exactly.
Just fun uncle to the max degree.
Yes. He's going to be the one who's, like, buying the kid, like, the most annoyingly loud toys.
Mm-hmm. Like,
look what I got you. And it's just, so my aunt and uncle did that for my parents, for my brother. They got, we, like, moved into a new house. So it was, like, we hadn't moved all our stuff in yet. It was pretty echoey. And they got this fire truck that made the loudest noises and it echoed all over the house. Like, that's what I am picturing.
Mm-hmm. Just a little, like, mini drum set for
the baby. Absolutely.
That you can just, like, hit and make the worst sounds ever.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Yes. Congrats to the Tkachuks. That's all I have to say. Congrats. Good for you guys. Alex isn't here, but we do have to talk about Alex Nylander. Since being traded, he has 7 goals in 11 games on an NHL team, which is crazy because he's been, like, absolutely an AHL player his entire career. And yeah. we've just been on he should be in Toronto just so he can be with Willie. Like, we don't even want him on the Leafs. We want him on the Marlies. Like, we've been on that train for, like, 4 years at least.
That is insane. But I'm so happy for him, like, yeah. being able to do well.
Yeah, it's great. I am very happy for him. I love it.
Yeah, I'm sad for Alex, though, because Alex seems like she was going through it over the news of his signing.
Yeah, every single time. It's the fact that we were, like, literally tweeting at Kyle Dubas, being like, please, acquire him. He's on waivers. Pick him up. And he immediately gets to Pittsburgh and trades him is really funny.
Also. Yeah.
Like, he just has a vendetta against Alex Nylander, and it might be our fault. We don't know.
It probably is, to be honest.
Yeah. I'm like, Kyle Dubas does know that the podcast account exists, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it might be our fault.
It's definitely our fault.
Yeah. Okay, the last NHL thing is that they're doing a behind-the-scenes series with Amazon that will focus on 10 to 12 star players. Who do we think they're going to be? And I'll message Alex and get her to send us her suggestions, because she was like, I'm going to call all of these.
Incredible, yeah.
And we'll tweet them out.
All right, so definitely... that's so hard, because I feel like they would grab, like try to represent like every team, but that's just impossible at that point.
Yeah. I think it's going to be, I mean, like, the obvious one, even though it's so boring, is going to be Connor McDavid.
Obviously.
And like also Austin Matthews.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't see it being Sidney Crosby.
Really?
Not because I think he'd just say no. That's all I think.
That's fair. I just think
he'd say no. This is just my personal opinion on it. It's not that they wouldn't ask him, it's that he would say no.
Yeah. If anything, is there another Pittsburgh Penguin, do you think, that they would take in Sidney Crosby's place?
I think they'd all say no. Because it's like the only ones I can think of are, like, Malkin.
Mm-hmm.
And Letang.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, and I guess Michael Bunting now.
Yeah.
Which just seems like a random one. If it is Michael Bunting, that would be absolutely insane.
Yeah. I think, like, Gino would, like, definitely, like, be on board for it, but I don't think they would ask him to be.
Yeah. That's, yeah. Like, I think part of it is going to be, it's going to be like good teams and middling teams and maybe Connor Bedard on Chicago. Like,
yeah.
Oh, and you know what? Probably Trevor Zegras.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get some personality in there.
You do.
It's not a personality I like, but it's there.
But it exists, you know?
It does.
Kind of like, what's it called? When everyone discovered, like, what PK Subban is actually like.
Yeah, true.
After he got, like, a position where he just yaps the whole time.
Yes, very, very true. I feel like they have to do at least one of the Hughes, probably two.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to say both Tkachuks, but I think it might just be Matthew. Because he's the only one who's, like, he's, like, crossed out of hockey sphere a little bit.
Yeah, I agree. So, definitely Matthew. I feel, like, I want to say that they would pick, like, a different Panther for, like, I want to say they would go with, like, Sam Reinhart. I don't think they would do, like, I want, like, my heart of hearts is, like, Alexander Barkov, but, like.
There's no way he would say yes to that.
Yeah, probably not. He's too humble.
Yeah. Sam Reinhardt's probably not a bad suggestion. The only reason why I think Maddie is because he's like,
has more personality.
Personality, and he's like, I don't know, wasn't just... he in like a, he was in some article that we were like, what do you mean Matthew Tkachuk is in this article? And I can't remember what it was, but it was like, I don't know, a BuzzFeed or no, not a BuzzFeed, but like something along that line.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of.
An editorial like pop culture one, right?
Yeah. And I can't remember what it was, but.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that, but I don't know enough to be able to like just Google it off the bat.
Neither do I. Who else is there? So I think they would do Quinn Hughes, but they'd be like, oh my god, Quinn Hughes is kind of boring. I don't think he's boring. I think he would portray himself as boring.
Yeah.
That's what I think would happen. I do feel like they would have to do Jack, though. All the girlies love Jack.
Mm-hmm. Like, he will bring in the views, for sure.
Exactly. He's got too much appeal.
Yeah.
That's the same reason with, like, Zegras also has, like, the crossover appeal from dating whoever he was dating. I don't even remember now.
It was, the girl from TikTok. I'm trying to fucking remember.
Is it D'Amelio? Is that the right one?
No, it was the other D'Amelio.
Charlie? No. Charlie? Did I make that up?
I want to say, yeah. I think that's
right. Yeah. So, again, crossover appeal. Yeah, I feel like they're going to have to go younger. Not have to, but, like, we'll end up going younger, just appeal-wise. And then there'll be, like, one throw-in old dude who we're like, why the fuck is it you? Like, the same way we were like, why is Boone Jenner in the All-Star game? kind of vibe. But I don't know who that's going to be.
Let me see. Who has old people? Like, I know Washington Capitals, but do we think the Washington Capitals would be invited?
I don't know. Like,
I don't think so, to be honest.
No, and to me, well, they do think that by about this time next season, Ovi will break Gretzky's record, so maybe. But, like,
throw in Ovi.
Yeah, I don't know that he'd be into it now, though, because he does not seem to deal with the league's bullshit anymore, so they've just, like, stopped naming him to the All-Star game and stuff, and they're like, here, have this other guy, because he will take the suspension instead of going.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I feel like maybe not Ovi, but they're going to try and find someone, like, adjacent to Ovi, and I don't know who that would be, because, like, there's no Backstrom, and, like, Dylan Strome is playing the part of Backstrom right now, but I don't know that he would do it either, necessarily.
Mm-hmm. Dylan Strome would be such a funny choice, though.
He would. Yeah. I mean, to me, he's, like, the star of Washington, and I don't know if that's just, like, Megan perception, because I love him, so I don't know.
No, I get that. I think that, like, tracks. As, like, I love him, too, and I just want to see him succeed.
Yeah. Who else is an old... It's going to be, like, some dude on the Minnesota Wild or something. You know? It's going to be some team that we do not have on our radar 80% of the time. Because they're just, like, such a middle team, we forget they exist. It's going to be someone like that. Like, it's going to be... a Wild player, or I don't know. I always forget about the Hurricanes too for some reason.
I think the Hurricanes, they would have someone because they've been so good. But let me see. Let me remember what who like would actually do it.
I can't remember who's on that team anymore either. Freddie Anderson, end of list in my head.
Freddie Anderson, end of list.
Would not.
Yeah.
He would not.
I don't think he would. I want, like, Sebastian Aho doesn't have, like, the best. Like, I don't want to say he doesn't have the best personality. I just don't think he'd do it. Maybe Brett Burns?
Oh, I forgot. There you go. There's your old dude. Absolutely.
There's your old dude. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one. I could see that.
Ew, Tony D'Angelo is on there still. Why is he still there?
I don't know. They put him on waivers, and they were literally like, someone, please take him, and nobody wanted him.
Yeah, because it's Tony fucking D'Angelo.
Yeah, exactly.
Brady Shea is on here. I have not been paying close enough attention.
I did know that. I think the Leafs played the Canes not that long ago, and that's why I know that. I was like, oh yeah, Brady Shea exists. And apparently as a Carolina Hurricane.
Definitely. And then they just got Kuznetsov. Who's still doing bird sellies, even though he's not a Washington Capital. I thought part of his thing was because of the Caps, because of the Eagle thing. But I guess it's just, he just adopted it as his thing. He is the Eagle. He just loves birds. He loves bird watching.
Yeah, that's what he does in his spare time. He just watches birds.
He has one of those, like, you know those, like, prank videos where they use, like, a camouflage suit to look like a plant?
Yeah.
He uses that to watch birds with.
Absolutely. That is what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm out of ideas. I'm sure there's probably a Ranger. Like, maybe Panarin or Zibanejad.
Mm-hmm. Let me see.
I'm also like, it has to be like big market teams also. Like maybe Nick Suzuki, even though the team's not good, but it's like a big market team.
Yeah.
Montreal.
That would make sense. I was thinking Detroit Red Wings, to be honest.
Maybe. I don't know who they would. Dylan Larkin. Maybe.
Maybe.
He was in that hockey player big ass commercial, so
I remember that, yeah.
There's potential there.
He does have a personality. It's just hidden behind the hockey.
Yeah.
I really hope they don't pick like as an old dude Patrick Kane.
Oh god, please don't.
Like that, like I see them trying to bring him into good light.
Yeah.
And I see him, Patrick Kane himself saying yes if he's asked.
Oh, absolutely.
Like he wouldn't have turned that down. Because he's just that arrogant. But yeah, I really just fucking hope not.
I don't know. I'm out of people in the league mentally. Mm. I'm like, I have no idea who else is in this league.
Who else plays hockey? I wish I knew.
I wish I knew. Yeah, and like I doubt that they do two people on the same team, but like there is like McDavid and Draisaitl or Matthews and Marner. Like there's some like
duos that like would make sense.
Yeah. Exactly. So
yeah.
I don't know. We'll ask Alex what her list is and we'll tweet that out later.
Yeah. That sounds good.
Women's hockey. Lots of things have happened. So the trade deadline has passed. I'm very sorry. I'm going to butcher her name. But Lexi Adichka, I'm going to go with that is how it's pronounced. I'm probably wrong. Was traded from Ottawa to Boston for Cheyenne D'Arcangelo. It seems like an out-of-pocket trade because she was like a fan favorite in Ottawa. But Cheyenne Ottawa's like struggling. It was really struggling. And Cheyenne D'Arcangelo she's just like a difference maker. So it does make a lot of sense. And I mean, I think Boston's perhaps resigned themselves to be at the bottom. I don't know. They kind of suck. I don't want them to be last because I don't want them to get Sarah Filliere, but it's fine. And the other thing was like Boston looked so good on paper. Like,
yeah.
I saw that team drafted and I was like, oh fuck. And yet they cannot make it work for some reason.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
And then Montreal traded Teresa Vanasova to Ottawa for Amanda Bouillet. So Teresa Vanasova has been like a really good depth scorer and point getter for Montreal, but mm-hmm. I think the reason why they did this is they needed some more D depth, which Amanda provides, and they signed Michaela Grant-Mentis, who for sure will be able to provide some depth scoring. So I think that's why this is happening. And Vanasova basically like came to Ottawa and immediately made an impact. They've won, I think, two in a row now, and have like points in their last five, which is really good. And they ended Toronto's 11-game win streak. So good for them. Last weekend was takeover weekend. So they played in Detroit and Pittsburgh. Detroit was on the Saturday, and they broke the U.S. attendance record with 13,736 that was previously set earlier in the year in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all knew that Detroit would be a good spot because, like, it's just over – not only is Detroit, like, a hockey town, but it's also just over the U.S. border from Windsor, which is also a pretty good hockey area, and like it allows the more Western Ontario people to get to games that would be too far to go to Toronto. So I think it makes perfect sense for an expansion to go somewhere out that way.
Well, I definitely, since I'm in the Detroit area, I would appreciate having a women's team to root for here, since I'm, Lord knows, I'm not rooting for the Red Wings.
Exactly. You have no you currently have no allegiances, so you would love a women's team.
I absolutely would. I would be there all the time.
Yeah. And then another cool thing was Toronto was playing. So Jesse Compher, who's on Toronto, played at, I want to say, like noon or 1 o'clock or something. And then the Red Wings played afterwards. So JT Compher played later day. Yeah, it's great. And he said, like, it's been a while since he's been able to see her play just because of their schedules and stuff. So he was, like, really excited. And he was like, I'm her biggest fan. It's so cute. Aww. I love like, relationships like that.
Yeah. Like, JT Compher in general is, like, so wholesome, too.
Yeah, exactly. So that was very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And then Pittsburgh was on the Sunday again around noon or 1 o'clock. I can't remember exactly. And they had a solid 8K attendance. It wasn't bad. Mm-hmm. I think like part of it was at least for us, it was like the end of March break. So people are all heading back from wherever they were to go to school on Monday. So you wouldn't have had as much travel from here. At least, I don't know. I assume March break is similarly timed in the States. I don't know. Some of the states.
Yeah. Because we have our little, like our spring break and everything.
Yeah, so I think that was part of it. And, like, it was on a Sunday at 1. People are, if you're going to travel, like, a Sunday is not the day you're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
For most people. So I think that was part of the reason. But, it like, 8K attendance is not bad, is the other thing. Yeah. Like, that's very good still.
That is pretty good, yeah.
So, I mean, I think it's pretty clear that Detroit and Pittsburgh are great options. And Pittsburgh's, like, willingness and, like, they've been promoting the league even before this game was announced.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, like, there's definitely willingness there from the team itself to have a women's team in Pittsburgh to support.
I feel like with the way... Because, like, I feel like Kyle Dubas has always been, like, a strong supporter of women's hockey, too, right?
Definitely.
So, it, I feel like it would be one of those things where, like, he would give them access to resources that normally, like, other GMs wouldn't, even if they have women's hockey teams in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, come up with some kind of deal, you know?
Yeah, and, like, even, like, I think the biggest thing is more the cross-promotion of the team. Like, they do seem to have the resources in place now with this new league to support being proper professional facilities and all that. The cross-promotion. So, like, the players get to know each other, and the fans of both fan bases get to know about each team. So... I think that's a good thing, and I think Kyle Dubas is definitely pushing that, and definitely did that in Toronto as well.
Yeah, I remember.
So Montreal and Toronto will play at the Bell Center on April 20th. I am also going to that game because I can't, literally so hard to get to games in Toronto because they're all sold out. I had tickets to one game. I went to that one.
Yeah.
I think the playoffs, there are rumors the playoffs will be played at bigger rinks. So fingers crossed that I can get to some more. But yeah, so my friend and I are going to Montreal and we're going to watch them on April 20th at the Bell Center.
That's awesome.
I did the depositor presale, which was the Monday, was the first presale. I got in there, I want to say like Ticketmaster was being a bitch. So it was like 3 minutes after it opened up.
Mm.
And there was basically only single seats left in the middle of the 100 section. And then groupings of ones in the corners. And then I just got really lucky with getting some middle of the 200 section tickets. So I ended up getting those. But then once the general on sale happened, it sold out in 20 minutes.
Mm.
So we are definitely looking at a new record happening.
Yeah.
I'm very excited for that. And I mean, Montreal has been a huge supporter of women's hockey as a city.
Yeah.
So, makes perfect sense.
It does.
Yeah, very excited about that. Toronto had an 11-game win streak, and the biggest driver of that really has a biggest driver of Toronto really has been Natalie Spooner. She, as we know, had a baby last year in December. Came back and played for the Worlds. She wasn't bad in the Worlds, but it was like a 3-month turnaround, which is crazy. And then on a tear. She, like, you do not know that this woman is 33 years old and had a baby last year. She has 15 goals, which is the most in the league, and 19 points. Like, she is just playing, and she has zero penalties in that time. And like the way she plays, like a power forward driving the net kind of hockey. And has played on the penalty kill and stuff. Like, she's just absolutely insane right now.
Mm-hmm. Her play style is, like, also just, from what I remember, the last time I, like, watched her play, is, like, fun to watch, too, right?
Yeah. So it's just been crazy. She's just been scoring like a maniac. And we love it. I love to see that. I think there might be games today or tomorrow, and then we're breaking for Worlds, which start April 3rd and end, I want to say the 14th, 13th of April. 14th of April.
Sounds right, yeah.
Yeah, they're in Utica. I'm up going down. I'm going to be watching like half of the games. So, very excited to do that again. It was so much fun last year, so. Going down with my aunt to watch a bunch of hockey.
That's so nice.
Yeah. It's fun watching Canada and the US, but it's honestly more fun watching the lower level teams and seeing how much they've improved, and like also just like the fans that come out. Like, Czechia was so much fun to watch because, well, one, they were fun team to watch in general, but like the fans made it fun and they had a really fun goal song, and so I'm like excited to see like the smaller or the slightly lower level teams play and see what that's like. And like I'm especially excited to see Team Japan because they've moved down from Group A to Group B.
Yeah.
So I think that they're just going to dominate the Group B because they play like a really strong defensive style of hockey. Their problem was they couldn't score, and they should be able to score on these teams. So I'm ready for their breakout, really.
You love to see Japan prosper in that way.
Yeah. Like, they're all tiny is the other thing.
They are.
We had, like, one player who I swear, I think she was, like, 4'9". Like, she was tiny, tiny, tiny. So, it's just, like, it's so much fun. I'm very excited to see Team Japan especially, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So no one can clinch their spot in the playoffs until after the break for Worlds, which is really exciting. Leaves these last five games before playoffs as, like, they're all really important for every single team.
Yeah.
And then another piece of news is that Brittany Howard, who I think is on Toronto. Hockey player. I do not care about. Thank you. Yes.
What were you finding?
A singer of some sort.
Ah, I see. Are you saying Brittany Howard is not actually also a singer?
It's a different Brittany Howard, unfortunately. She Damn. Could also be a singer. I'm not sure. Yeah. So she is on Toronto. This will be her final season playing pro hockey. She has signed on to coach in Pittsburgh for their women's U16 and U19 for both head coach and like skills development. So it's unfortunate that she won't keep playing after this, but it's always exciting when people go into coaching.
Yeah,
I think it's really good
for the girls. Sport.
Yeah, for the sport, exactly. And she's been having a pretty solid season too. So, good. Unfortunately, we keep seeing hits where people are getting hurt, or like either because the person who initiated the hit like does a bad hit because they don't know what they're doing, or because the person who's getting hit doesn't know how to take a hit properly. And some of these have been season-ending injuries, which is not good.
Yeah.
So we like just need to. They need to have the teach them how to hit properly. They frankly shouldn't have jumped into the season and said, "Yep, hitting's allowed," and not taught anybody how to take or receive a hit.
Yeah, especially because it just wasn't part of.
Exactly, and like in men's hockey, you learn to hit at like 13.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a very specific way you're taught on how to take a hit first, and then like the coach basically squishes you against the boards, and like nobody is giving hits at that age, and then you learn to give hits, and like it's a gradual progression as you get older, basically. And yeah. They've just kind of thrown this in there, and it's a little concerning for the players' health. So I'm really hoping that they figure something out for next year, or even like soon, just have everybody do a hitting course, basically.
Yeah.
There's also been like a couple suspensions because of it, because like nobody knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
They just think they know what they're doing.
Yeah, they like. They need to, like, have, like, that, like you said, like, a mandated, like course on hitting.
Yeah, exactly. And then a really cool thing is, as we're getting closer to the draft, we're learning, and as the NCAA season is starting to wrap up a little bit, we're seeing a little bit of draft rankings, which is super cool to see, but also this really cool article about how Ottawa, the two Senators players, Drake Batherson and Ridley Greig, both have sisters who are currently playing in the NCAA and will be graduating this year, and they're likely to be drafted in the PWHL. So we could actually see two sibling duos in the same city if they get drafted by Ottawa, which would just be so cool.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. And like, again, they're like, I'm her biggest fan. I love it so much.
Yeah. That's always so sweet. Like, you should be your sibling's biggest fan, you know? At least in some cases. I know some people don't have it as well as like others.
Yeah. All right. And then lastly, we got standings going into this break. Toronto is currently in first place with a 63% win percentage, followed closely by Minnesota, who's at 61%. I keep forgetting about them because it was like Toronto and Montreal at the top, but Montreal has been struggling because Poulin's been injured.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, we have Montreal with a 56%, Ottawa with 47%, Boston with 40%, and New York with 32%. New York, I think, is really interesting. So they're talking about it on one of the broadcasts that the coach of New York coached in U Sports, which is the Canadian universities. And in that, you really rely on your best players to play like lots and lots of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of your bench doesn't play as much because of that. And he's really relied on that strategy, and it is not working for them because the players aren't used to that. They're not necessarily used to exactly even ice time, but something a little bit closer to even, where, you know, your third and fourth lines do get out there. But so I think that's really interesting. And I think, I don't know, we could see our first head coach change. I think it will be after the season. It won't be in season, but I think we could end up seeing our first head coach change with that.
Mm, that would make sense, because like, if it's not working, it's not working, because like, you have to like have a team with a lot of stamina to be able to do that.
Exactly. And that is it for this week, I think.
Beautiful.
You can follow us on Twitter for PuckSickPod, Instagram at for PuckSickPodcast, TikTok at for PuckSickPod, Tumblr at for PuckSickPodcast. I feel like I forgot something. Instagram at for PuckSickPod. I got it. Bye.
Bye.
Call me Poppy the father, nigga, you sit on the bench, this shit is for starters.
He dunking on niggas,
he looking like Carter, he dripping like water. You get it, this nigga is harder, I'm harder than diamonds. It's cute that you trying, my nigga, but timing is timing, my nigga. It's time for the lion, my nigga, they lying, my nigga. They throwing their shade on my name, but I'm shining, my nigga. They hating my game, but fuck it, I'm shining, my nigga. Don't care what they say,
I don't care,
cause I'm shining, my nigga. He still getting paid, cause I'm shining, my nigga. They wanna take pictures, I get it, I'm pretty. They wanna be with me, the honeys get giddy. I ain't even touch her, she purr like a kitty, meow. They love how I'm living, they know that I'm destined for greatness. Hop in a phantom and feel like a spaceship. Walk in the building, these niggas be quaking, cause I am the monster. Fuck outta here, I don't need a sponsor. I came to conquer, looking like Genghis. Man, these niggas are shit, they looking like anus. I see where you aiming. They fire their shots, but a nigga be flaming. I dummy a nigga, I go super saiyan. My nigga, you funny, you playing. They running, they praying. Talk to your guys, ask for the help. Play against me, welcome to hell. They sweating, they leaking, they reaching, I'm teaching, my nigga. I am the demon they written about. I hide in the shadows, I'm waiting to pounce. A million billy, I keep losing count. I chill with the count in the streets. No gang, that's Sesame.
That probably went like over your head, cause like Sesame Street. I'm not gang affiliated. I'm a hockey player.
Call me Poppy the father. Nigga, you sit on the bench, this shit is for starters.
He dunking on niggas,
he looking like Carter. He dripping like water. You get it, this nigga is harder. I'm harder than diamonds. It's cute that you trying, my nigga, but timing is timing, my nigga. It's time for the lion, my nigga. They lying, my nigga. They throwing their shade on my name, but I'm shining, my nigga. They hating my game, but fuck it, I'm shining, my nigga. Don't care what they say,
I don't care,
cause I'm shining, my nigga. He still getting paid, cause I'm shining, my nigga.